Hi, is this Marilyn Webb?
Yes.
Thank you. Hello, I am Phil of Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in my house.
Thank you. And, well, in which county in California do you currently live in?
In Kern County.
We're having connection issues. Which county are you living in currently?
Kern County, I guess. East Bakersfield.
Thank you. Just to make sure that I get the right one, ma'am, since I can barely hear, could you just spell the name of the county you're living in?
Kern, K-E-R-N, County, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y.
Thank you. That's going to be in California, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. And could you please tell me your zip code?
9335.
9535?
No, 93305.
93305. Thank you very much. Now, just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of California voters. In what year were you born?
1953.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
White.
Thank you. What is the last grade you completed in the school?
I don't know, high school, what's that? High school, what grade is that? You know, the last grade.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, if the election for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate?
A Republican.
Thank you. Now, I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you have not heard of, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is David Valadao.
Favorable.
Thank you. Rudy Salas.
Favorable. I like him too.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Favorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
No.
Would that no stand for unfavorable or?
No, that would be unfavorable, yeah. Oh,
okay. And Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider any one or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issue, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. Healthcare.
No. Oh, are you going to name them? Like
yes.
Healthcare? Okay.
Correct.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't vote for a candidate because of one thing.
Okay. And well, for about these issues that I'm about to mention, which one do you consider that are the most important to work in? Healthcare, Social Security and Medicare, inflation of the cost of living, the cost of a mortgage or rent, taxes, border security, protecting democracy, abortion.
The economy.
Thank you. Now, thinking ahead of the election this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, which one, with 1 meeting not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
A 1. Which is the highest, 1 or 10?
10 is the highest, that it means that you're very interested, and 1
okay.
is the lowest. Not
well,
only.
Let's put 10. That would be 10.
Thank you. If the election for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, Joe Biden, Democrat, Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., Independent, and Jill Stein, Green Party?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Donald Trump, Republican, and Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. If elections for U.S. Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Steve Garvey, Republican, and Adam Schiff, Democrat?
Republican. I don't like Schiff.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
David Valadao.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David Valadao. After I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for David Valadao, less likely to vote for David Valadao, or if it makes no difference in your vote.
You know what? I did take this before because we did vote for Salas. We did. We voted for him.
Okay, I do understand. That might have been a different survey since this one has not been filled out yet. However,
okay.
Yes, yes, for the statements, let me read
yeah.
you the ones that we have here. The first one
okay.
is, as a dairy farmer himself, David Valadao understands how important farming and agriculture are to California's Central Valley. That is why David Valadao supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas. So, would this statement make you much more likely to vote, somewhat more likely to vote, less likely to vote, or no difference to vote for David Valadao?
Yeah, that would somewhat make me want to vote for him, yeah.
Thank you. Next statement is, David Valadao is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, Valadao secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways,
yeah.
replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Most likely.
Thank you. American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average family over $11,000 a year just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David Valadao is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create this inflation crisis. Instead, Valadao is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
Okay.
Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Thousands of Californians struggle with water shortages and droughts every year. That is why David Valadao worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects and facilities across the Central Valley and the state. Much more likely. Somewhat more likely, less likely, or
yeah,
no difference?
Much more likely.
Thank you. David Valadao is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of the Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, securing resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, Valadao is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Yeah, much more likely.
Thank you. David Valadao has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. Valadao has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military family childcare and schools, and support for military members buying a home. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Much likely.
Thank you. Next statement. David Valadao is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, Valadao went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dream of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, less likely, or no difference?
Much likely.
Thank you. Now that you have heard some additional information, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of David Valadao? A favorable or an unfavorable?
Yeah, a favorable.
Thank you. If the election for U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between David Valadao, Republican, and Rudy Salas, Democrat?
Valadao.
Thank you. Which one of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote for David Valadao? Would it be David Valadao's efforts to work with both Republican and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, have first-time buyers and veterans afford a home, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts?
The one that would help people, to help veterans and people buy a home.
Okay, thank you. And which one would you say would make you the second most likely to vote for David Valadao? Work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, fix the state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadband, and affordable housing, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, reduce inflation?
To work with the Republicans and the Democrats. The first one.
Thank you. Thinking about something else. From which one or two of the following resources, if any, do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president, or do you not follow news about politics that closely?
We watch news all the time. I watch Newsmax. I get all my news on Newsmax.
Okay. As well, we have these other options: Instagram, Google, Facebook, newspaper, YouTube, Snapchat, digital websites, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, X, formerly known as Twitter, cable news, or TikTok.
I use Facebook.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? Only use satellite, only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar services, only use cable, use both cable or satellite and online streaming, only watch broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar?
We have cable, and then I stream in my bedroom. I have streaming services. Just about all of them. I don't like local news.
Okay, thank you. Now, I have just a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own your own home?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Would that be very or somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. Regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. How would you describe your economic circumstances? Low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Yeah, well, middle class, I guess.
Thank you. Do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No, we're retired.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your available time and opinion.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you for doing this.
Thank
you.
You
really
very
opened
much.
My eyes. Okay. With the Valadino. I really like that guy now.
Okay,
we'll be voting for him.
Okay, we really do appreciate your feedback, and as well, we do appreciate your available opinion and time.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks to you. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Goodbye.
Goodbye.